So welcome back to the channel and welcome to today's video. Today's video is just a testimonial video of one of my clients that I worked with previously, Tracy, for a period of 2 months. She was training for a 200-mile bike ride and coming from a period where she'd done a lot of strength training, but not necessarily building much endurance on the bike. We worked to build more confidence on the bike, but also get away from the Kim Kardashian goal of having a big bum like a majority of women out there are focusing on, and make her more efficient to be injury-free and strong on the bike and more resilient. So let's get to today's video. And here is my testimonial with my client, Tracy. So first question is, how did you find out about the services? Me, obviously, you know me, so.
Yeah, so obviously I've known you we go back a long way, you know, worked together many years ago. Obviously followed your progress and your journey on social media mostly, I guess. Had sort of with you many years ago. Obviously you moved away and, you know, obviously I picked up PT in Plymouth with someone else. So it kind of, I got to the point where, you know, I'm training for the Signed Up to Cycle, and I think I just saw a shift in you from being more of a, like a PT to more of a cycling professional coach.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, actually there's a speciality there, and I thought maybe that would be the difference maybe that I was looking for this time, you know, because even though when I've trained in the past with a PT, I never got, you know, I wasn't injured and I got through the ride, but I didn't fit, I felt like something was missing. And after my first consultation with you, I realized what it was. So yeah.
Excellent. Kind of goes into the second question. So what attracted you to come and learn more about my services and work with me?
Okay. So yeah, so it was the cycling professionalism that I was after. I was finding that even with in the past, the previous PT, and even though diet and fitness was covered, I wasn't getting the recovery on the cycle. I didn't feel like I was maybe aerobically fit. And when, you know, looking at your journey and looking at your live feeds in the morning, you know, hashtag replay, you know, you talk about not just, you know, the fitness and the physical side, but you talk about more a lot of the well-being side as well and how important that is. And I think you just struck a chord with me on that day with something that was going on in my life. And I thought, yeah, that's it. You're the man for the job, but you're in London. How is this going to work?
So what made you sign up to working with me one-to-one, as we have been doing for the last couple of months?
Okay, so it was obviously the initial consultation. You know, you literally went through everything. Literally, you know, I don't think there was a stone left unturned. I think you're very genuine in your approach. I think you're very, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, even like there's distance between us, it doesn't feel like there's ever been that distance. And you know, like I said, it was sort of, how's it going to work remotely? I think you were able to demonstrate and communicate to me very easily on that sort of first session, what I would get, what I was paying for, what I could expect. And yeah, it was a no-brainer really at the end of that conversation.
Good. So if you could describe in 3 sentences or less, what any reservations you had before working with me? Was there anything that, you know, they had came to mind prior, any sort of barriers that, you know, might have had to be answered first of all?
Okay, so obviously distance was one. Cost, I guess, value for money, because, you know, different pricing structure because it's a specialist service. And then how I'm going to get it past my husband.
Great answers. And in 3 sentences or less, or 3 statements, can you explain how I was able to help you with those reservations?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, obviously, your proof was in the pudding within the first week. You know, I was able to achieve the results. So we got over the financial thing. You know, you're able to sort of help with that. And, you know, sort of, I think the words you use, something along the lines of, you know, you will guarantee, but I will see the difference in what I'm paying for. Very much, yes. So it wasn't just, like I said, it wasn't just health. It wasn't just fitness. It was health. It was all my biomarkers, you know, all those little extras that we did, you know, checking, you know, my fat content, my muscle ratio and all those sorts of things, you know, something that I've never had done. And then, yeah, so distance, well, it's not been an issue at all. You know, you even popped down on one occasion, so I have actually seen you. So, you know, that was really welcomed as well. But yeah, no, there should be no hurdles, you know, for an online professional coaching service. You know, we're talking about what I had to get over. For anybody else who's thinking of signing up, I would say just do it. You know, there should be hurdles you will achieve, and you will, you know, by using you, I have got where I wanted to be. And quickly, because we're only
we're sort of week 7 now. So you still got another 4 weeks. You know, 5 weeks to go before your event. Yeah. Can you describe your sort of 1 to 2 top goals that you had when you started to work with? What were your top?
Okay, so my sort of 1 to 2 top goals were to obviously be able to recover after a long cycle, and knowing, obviously, I said I wanted to sort of lean up. I didn't necessarily want to be skinny, but I just wanted to shift that muscle fat balance, which even though I've not necessarily lost weight, I've lost a little bit, but I can definitely see my body is changing. You know, just, you know, putting clothes on and things, you know, you can just see that, you know, for me, abs are starting to show through again, and, you know, everything's toning up. So I'm kind of definitely, you know, seeing a difference in my body shape, which for the first time in my life, weight suddenly doesn't seem important. You know, I feel strong, I feel healthy, I'm eating well, I'm psyched. 40 miles last week on a Monday, and I recovered, you know, came into work in the evening. That's unheard of. Normally, I would have had to go to bed. You know, I'm like doing a long ride and then going on and doing other stuff. So yeah, I think you've taught me how to fuel for the ride, which is amazing. I didn't have necessarily that, but also I feel like you've conditioned me with my program, because what I was missing before was the cardio aspect.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how important it was. I was obviously hitting the weights in previous sessions, but you know, I'm doing weights, cycling and cardio. So, you know, I'd get up for a 6:30 speed clubs in my life, but I've got a regular occurrence now.
And you're enjoying them as well. You're getting
and I can, you know, when I first saw 10 minutes, I thought, what am I doing here? And I think I'd probably look at the clock now about 20 minutes in thinking, okay, halfway through.
Brilliant, Trace. It's amazing. Can you list, obviously we've not finished our program yet, but can you list your achievements that you've achieved so far while training with me over the last seven weeks?
Okay, so my achievements is I've gone from, you know, cycling maybe 15 to 20 miles and struggling to recover from that to now being, you know, doubling that distance. I'm cycling 3 times a week, whether that's endurance, so it's usually endurance recovery and sort of spin class. And my achievements, my weights, you know, increased in my weightlifting in the gym, become stronger. My cardio has definitely improved. My heart rate recovers quicker after, you know, an intense ride or an intense session. And that's been picked up by my Apple Watch. My Move goal was overall up. And yeah, so, you know, and I feel fitter, healthier. I'm eating well. You know, I am tracking my food, which I do find a pain in the ass. I know it works. But, you know, you do get the results, and it does make you think more about, have I eaten enough protein for, you know, to aid my recovery after a long ride? You know, what do I need to eat today? What do I need to take on my ride with me today? And all of those things has made such a big difference to my overall performance as a cyclist.
Great, Tracy. Amazing. Is there anything else? Also, how would you like the service to evolve and improve going forward, if you found anything along the way that you would like to add to it?
Well, other than to go for a cycle with you, that would be nice occasionally. I don't think up your pace. I think going forward, it's just, I think confidence for me as a cyclist, you know, and I'm without a doubt, you know, you've helped me with that, from adjusting my bike, you know, my seat height and, you know, handlebars and, you know, how to position myself and, you know, the tips and tricks, you know, the diet books and things you've given me. But I think going forward, I think I'd like a nicer bike over my bike, but I would like a bike that maybe to see if it helps me go a bit faster. But I guess that just comes with, you know, keep going with what I'm doing, keep pushing for those extra miles and keep pushing up the hills. Oh yeah, that was an achievement. Hills.
Yeah. You're actually getting into being a cyclist, because when you start looking at better bikes, your level goes up. You're like, well, I'm getting faster. How can I even, you know, go faster with a better machine? So yeah, once your level gets, because I always say to people, it's not about, you could get all the gear to start with, but if you're not doing the training yourself, that's not really going to help you. But once you focus on getting your machine, which is you, really as top as you can go, then it's like a, you know, top Formula One racing car. They go to a better team because they're, you know, you're not, you know, they're too good for the team they're in and the car's not fast enough. So you getting another bike will just aid you what you're already doing and push on your level, another level, because once you get a better bike, the joy of riding becomes even more exciting and you go faster and you're like, and you get more from the bike because obviously the power ratio through the cranks and stuff are more efficient because obviously there's so much better. Like my bike, my original bike, and then my new bike, which I bought a couple of years ago, the difference is, you know, I recycle 1 mile an hour quicker on that bike than I do my other bike. And that's just the bike doing that, you know.
Amazing. Yeah, but, you know, you've given me the building blocks, definitely, to understand what it is you need to be a cyclist, you know. And you know, obviously, I've signed up for a challenge. The proof will be in the pudding, I guess, when, you know, I'm up cycling every day, you know, 50 miles a day, and how quickly I recover after that challenge. But, you know, I think you literally have given me, I think, every tool, every building block, from, you know, diet books to, you know, on hand, you know, if I need you, if I've had a bit of a problem, like, you know, you're just there, you know, at the end of the phone. But yeah, no, it's been a really great journey. But for me, I think the accountability is what I needed most.
Yeah.
Because there have been days when, you know, I've been so busy at work, or, you know, I've got home at 8 o'clock and I thought, oh, I really, you know, I still need to do my gym. And it's like, so even though I maybe haven't gone down to the gym, I've used my gym equipment at home and, you know, push for an extra set if I haven't got the extra weight, you know, and still increase it that way. But, you know, because I knew that actually if I didn't do it, then, you know, I know ultimately I'm answerable to myself, but you'd be looking at my app going, why haven't you done a weight session today? This is great. And I think everybody, you know, just needs that initial bit of motivation and the feedback and the reward, I think, that you give. And, you know, even when you've just commented on my Strava, it's like a teacher patting you on the back going, well, you know, but it takes you back to your school days, really.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to add at all that I haven't touched on?
I think one of the, you know, you've helped me a lot through, you know, obviously, you know, what's been going on behind the scenes a little bit. And that, you know, not just from a physical well-being, from my mental well-being, you know, the cold bath. You know, but yeah, it does refocus every and you know, the cold shower every morning is definitely something I will continue with. But no, best thing, Neil, and I've really enjoyed working with you. And yeah, we'll be really happy challenges, Dan, and you know, hopefully we can then continue in the future.
Yeah. Is there any, if you had someone that was on the fence in terms of working with me one-to-one in the future, what would you say to them if they had any reservations?
Just sign up. Just bite the bullet and just sign up, because, you know, you have literally, in my opinion, over-delivered on a service that I was, you know, because of distance and things, you know, it's sort of, how is this going to work? But no, it was, you know, it was great. You know, the service you provide is world-class, I would say. Yeah, remotely world class. And, you know, it's, you know, there's been nothing that I've wanted for in, you know, and I think it was last week, proof is in the pudding, was what do I need from you? And I went, nothing, everything this week, thank you, you know. And, you know, I think when you get to that point, you know you've ticked every single box.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, don't sit on the fence, sit on the bike and sign up. That's what I'd say.
Well, that's very kind of you, Tracy. You've been an amazing client to work with. You know, succeeded my expectations as well. You've, you know, done everything I've asked of you, and, you know, fills me with pride and joy when I keep seeing your Strava achievements and everything, and you out on the ride. And also the fact is, like, seeing like a smile on your face while you're riding, like seeing that you're enjoying it as well, is not just like I have to do it. I'm just like, you, I feel like you're just getting a lot I can see the joy you get from cycling like I get. And it's not just about the distance, it's about enjoying the outdoors and all that kind of stuff. So
it's so much when you're out on the bike, you know, it's literally, you know, when you're in the car, you just whiz past things. But when you're cycling, you just do so much more, so much more.
So thank you for watching today's video. Hope you find it useful and an insight into how I coach my clients from a client's perspective. If you're interested in working with me one-to-one, you can click the link in the description below to apply to work with me. You can jump on a call and just have a bit more of a chat and explain what coaching options I have available and what might be best suited to you going forward. If you want to learn more about my coaching and how I actually improve your performance to cycle faster and recover quicker, then click this video where I discuss and explain exactly the steps that I've taken and my clients have taken to lose weight and improve their FTP over a period of 4 months.